ultimately, it's all about Nadir's not Cain, and Mishael's not Cain, and Esron and Zerah. And you know what? We just did that a week and a half ago. We've done it. So it seems a little overrated for considering it's Matoras and Dorim. Ultimately, it's Matoras and Dorim. And we call it the Kol Nidre night. We call it Rosh Yom Kippur night. But to call it a Kol Nidre night, we give it so much emphasis. And unfortunately, through the doyers, there have been major parts, unfortunately, of a fringe part of Klal Yisrael that have dropped Kol Nidre. In 1844, the rabbinical conference, quote unquote, of Brunswick decided to do away with Kol Nidre. And it has to use a tune for some other Tehillim. By the way, the tune is quoted, it's brought down in the Levush. The tune of Kol Nidre is a tune that they comes back, they source it from the Anusim, from the Muranos. And because they made, according to some theories, they made a neder that it will not be part of Klal Yisrael anymore, not part of Torah. So they had Torah and Dorim before they began. They called Nidre Tfilos, the bush brings it down. And again, a lot of people have used it in the wrong context. You have Van Buren, who made the beautiful classical piece on based on Kol Nidre. And again, it seems overrated for what it is. It seems too much for the Maisa, what ultimately it is. And I'd like to say that's absolutely wrong. It's absolutely, completely, and utterly wrong. Kol Nidre, the Maisa, is an introduction to our Avodas Yom Kippur. And obviously, as to Talmid Chachamim, obviously, we understand more about what a Neder is and what a Shavua is and what a Sarota is and what a Petach is. And all these various different things play together, working together in order for us to be able to come to Yom Kippur prepared for the Kedushas HaYom. And its introduction to Kedushas HaYom. Let's go through this on a very basic level. Let's understand a little bit about what we're doing. So first of all, on the first round in the Dorim, makes a chiluk between a neder and a shvur. A neder and a shvur. And here's where the Lomdisher Chetz and Gavra come in, that a neder is taking yourself away from the item, making the item also in yourself. Rather, shvur is making the item itself also. It's koinem, it should be also to me. And a neder and shvur is making the item itself also. A chetz and a gavra. A chetz means the item itself is also. The gavra means the item itself is mutter. I'm taking myself, distancing myself away from that particular item. And it goes through all the way through. The shvurs could be done with certain things that the Dorim can't, and the Dorim on certain things with shvurs and how it's done. All the way through in the Dorim, I highly recommend the Sefer. We went through it, began it with great trepidation and fear, and we come out of it, Baruch Hashem, a year later, incredibly inspired by the Lomdus and the beauty of the run. But also, connect between a Neder and a Shvur. A Neder is on the Gavra, and a Shvur is on the Chetzer. Okay, I'm not going to share Claudia on Gavra and Chetzer, but the concept is as follows. When a Yid stands before Rabbi Yisrael on Yom Kippur, what stops him from doing Tshuva? What prevents him from understanding that Kayoin Hazeh, Itai Stem, Rabbi Yisrael is coming, is a Mikvah Yisrael? What is stopping him? What's preventing him from going to Rabbi Yisrael and saying, Rabbi Yisrael, I want to come back to you. What's preventing him from doing that? And that is a feeling very much that a person feels that, yes, Tshuva is possible for Klal Yisrael, but not for me. I am who I am. I am distant from the Rabbi Yisrael. I have done things that Rabbi Yisrael I'm very embarrassed about. And yes, well, everyone else in shul, perhaps it's appropriate, but for me, I don't know whether it's for me. I don't know whether it's Yom Kippur for me. And over here, we've got to make the difference between the Chetz and the Gavra. We've got to make the difference between the Chetz and the Gavra. The Gavra of Klal Yisrael, who we are, is B'nei B'chayri Yisrael. We are Kadosh Baruch Hu's children. We are Ben Yochid to the Rebbeinu Shleilu. The Gemara says in the Kedushin, the Daf Yomi, that Bonim, that we remain Bonim, even if you're Oved Avodah Zarah, one of the We are loved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are his Ben Yochid. We are connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, the Gavra, who we are, the Gavra, the personality of who we are, is a person connected to Rebbeinu Shleilem in the most incredible connected way of only a son could be connected in Kavonim in Kavodim. But yes, it does some, a certain heftus of Aveiras, a certain items of Aveira that we have transgressed. And we've got to unload them. We've got to disconnect ourselves from them through the process of tshuva. But the Gavra is a Gavaldiga Gavra. The Gavra is a strong Gavra. And that's the first lesson. The first lesson when it comes to Kol Nidre is Dharana Ushva Osa. There's a difference between a Neda and a Shavuot, a difference between a Chetza and a Gavra. I am a Gavaldiga person. It's Tahir. Yes, we've done certain things, and therefore we've got to distance ourselves or free ourselves from that Chetza. That's the first lesson. Rechaim Shmulevitz, when he was in Shanghai with the Miri Yeshiva, he can't imagine what the people looked like. People knew that the family was decimated, was burnt. They were the only surviving yeshiva in the world. And they were in Shanghai, and the power of the tefillah, you can imagine what Chaim Shmulevitz was leading the tefillahs. The humidity there was incredible humidity. And it was just the whole matzah was a difficult matzah. And the yeshiva daven there, you can imagine, Boiker Kias, Mamish Masam, gone straight to Shemaim. And after a long, difficult day, they all went to eat very briefly. And Rav Shmulevitz carried on davening. And when he finished davening, he did Oseh Shalom, he turned around and he saw the whole base of Medrash full. All the Bokrim had returned, and Avraham had returned to start learning the base of Medrash. Rav Chaim went to the beam and he said, Rav Yisrael, I got to tell you something. There was once a gvir, a man, a builder, who decided to build himself a palatial home. And he built it with the marble, and he built with the pillars, and he built with the fountains in the front, and the incredible tapestries inside. And he built it with the roofs. Everything was stunning. And he decided to go right on top of the building to put on the flag. A flag, his coat of arms, that represents his family. And as he got right to the top of the building, a wind came, knocked him over, and he went tumbling down off the roof, and he landed up on this perfectly trimmed lawn. And he sat there, bruised and broken, and his family came to him, and he's sobbing uncontrollably. They said, oh, are you okay? He said, yeah, I'm a bit bruised and things, but my building, oh, my building. What are you building? My building is collapsed. The building's fallen down. He said, it is. You're just fine. It's you falling down. Your building's fine. You just, you know, just get up, sort yourself out, become healed, and you go back to your building. Says Chaim Shmulevitz, we have a Gavaldiga building. We are a Gavra who is strong. We built a building. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur built a building. We're going to tumble off from the building every now and then. Rosh Hashanah is down during a long winter. But you can be a little bit bruised. Dust yourself off. Go back to the building that you built yourself. Get rid of the chetzer. Get rid of those things that disconnect you from the Rebbein Shleidam, through little mite items of Chesed Avera. But the Gavra is a strong Gavra. So the first idea is the difference between a Neda and a Shavua, the difference between the Gavra and the Chesed. The Gavra is fantastic. The Chesed we've got to deal with. The next idea is that in order to get rid of a Neda, there's a difference between a Charota and Pesach. Okay, there's a Charota and a Pesach, which means the difference between a husband or a father getting rid of the dorm of his daughter or his wife, and there's another one of going to a tzaddik, a tzaddik chochem, Rosh HaMata, Yisab Yochid Mumta, wherever it is, or Beitin, and finding a charota and a Pesach. Now, there's a difference between charota and Pesach. Charota is a person makes a neder, and it's impulsive, he's angry, he's frustrated, and he makes a neder, and goes to a chochem, and a chochem says to him, did you really mean to make that neder? He said, no, it wasn't me. It was silly. It was silly. It was impulsive. And the Chochem is able to matter that neder through Charotah. But they passed in that way. The other person, Machlekes, maybe looking for Chmoros, the remote, but that's Charotah. But it's something much deeper than that. And that is something called a Pesach. A Pesach is where you go to a Talmud Chochem, a person who knows the Halacha, and he says to him, if you would have known this and this and this, would you have done it? I give a very, very brief example. There's somebody engaged to yeshiva who somebody eat a schnitzel every day. He'd come down to the dining room, somebody eat a schnitzel, and he made a neder, told him everyone mustn't have any hanor from my nefasim. Anything belongs to me, someone has to have hanor. The kids said, it's not very easy to have such a guy in the yeshiva. So Reb Leib called him and said, I'm very sorry, young man, you got to go. Anyway, fine, never to pack your bag up, it's a good kid. Pack your bag up, goes on the train. Rav Leib Gurovitz says to him, as he's on the train, he says to him, if you would have known, you'd go down such a slippery slope, would you have made that neder? I said, of course not. Okay, matter the neder, come back to yeshiva, but don't ever do this again. Right? But that's a Pesach. A Pesach is looking back into our who we are and being able to get back lachatchila to our position that we were in, and as if the neder never existed. That is a kohach of the Pesach. In tshuva, there are two parts. There's a charata, there's certain times that we worked impulsively, there's certain times where we did things or said things or behaved in a way that we should not have done, and that is easy to get rid of. But there's certain things that one needs a Pesach for. A Pesach means going back and re-evaluating, recalculating, understanding that the path that we took was a path that we should never have taken. And that takes nafpasod or afein of nafteira. We've got to go look into ourselves, because many people have as a matter of principle. Yeah? I don't do this as a matter of principle. This, when you hear a person saying, as a matter of principle, it's a Yetzer Hara talking. Very often. It's a Yetzer Hara, as a matter of principle. I don't talk to that person as a matter of principle. And you have to be very careful, matter of principle. I'll give you a quick story. There was two families who had terrible, terrible fights. And this went on for years and years and years. And everybody knew about it. Everybody knew about it. And as a matter of principle, those families don't speak to each other. The children don't speak to each other, not being shadow with each other. And this machlekus was ripping apart the family of Nebuchadnezzar. One Erev Pesach, woman's cleaning out her house. With Noah, I've had it. I'm cleaning out my house, cleaning out all the vomit. I want to get some vomit out of my son. She went to her neighbor and she knocked on the door. She said, yeah, what do you want? He said, I want to talk. So, okay, Kolomoid will talk. Kolomoid sat down and said, listen, you know, our families are suffering. Why should we go ahead with it, all this? It's terrible. Right, okay, so they decided to make it up. And they decided that's it. Machlokes is over. They said, how are we going to show the whole neighborhood that Machlokes is over? We're each going to go to each other's weddings. Okay, fantastic. You're making a wedding. I'm making a wedding. When's your wedding? Beis Sivan. Mine's also Beis Sivan. Oh dear, what are we going to do? We've got to change the wedding date. They changed the wedding date of one of them, and the one of them who was supposed to be making the wedding on Beis Sivan was supposed to be in the Versailles Hall on Beis Sivan 2001. The Versailles Hall was where 35 people died, 370 people were injured. They were supposed to be having a wedding in that hall, and because they decided to make sure and to change to go and make a Pesach to change their life around, they saved their family from enormous, enormous suffering. We can save our neshama as well from enormous suffering of making the correct Pesach. I just want to finish up with one last point, and that is a neder is a koyach to change a matthias. A neder is a koyach, a person becomes a nozeh who changes a matthias. It's incredible. Balaturim says, why is it that Inozir cannot be Matama the Mason? He says, because if you're Tama the Mason, he says a Loshan, because if you'll go, Loshan here, he said, if you go along and be Matama the Mason, then people, and you'll have a Roth Kedusha on you, people will think that you are Doyotan a Mason, which means a regular person who comes at Nozir, he'll get Roth a Kedush, and if he goes, the basic chorus will think you're getting it from a illicit source. And therefore, don't do kvarim. Don't go near kvarim. Remain with your Ruach HaKodesh, people believing and understanding that it's coming from the Rabbi Yisraelim. That is a koyach of changing oneself with a haflata, changing oneself with a koyach. Again, another little time from Medus. The Gemara says in the Kaddish, it's an isha. Amanos shani psadi gomol. Shani psadi. Chayshin the kedushin. Here we have a person who's clearly not a psadi. And he says in front of two Aiden, here's a kedushin on a condition. The woman, here's a kedushin on the condition that I am a tzaddik. We are chayish for the kedushin. So the Rishonim asked, if you stand in front of two Aidim who are Rishonim, the kedushin is not a kedushin. So why is it that if this person says, Haram HaKodeshesi, on the condition that I am a tzaddik, why is it in the kedushin? Because of chayish malevitz, he brings from the Rishonim. But the answer is, when a person decides to be a tzaddik, at that moment in time, everything's changed. He's a new status, he's now a tzaddik. I just want to read very briefly a Shara Tshuva. He makes a decision to change the tshuva. This man, in a short moment in time, goes from a darkness into a tremendous light. When he understands, and he says, when he accepts upon himself, as if he's kept all the Chol HaTorah kula. But Ashrei Kitzidek Nafshei B'Shar Kala. Lucky is a person who became a tzaddik in such a short period of time. This is a Shar Tshuva Shar Sheni Yud. And again, so this is really what Kol Nidre is about. Kol Nidre is not just a nice niggun. It's not about the Torah and the Dorim. It's about being a little bit more discerning, a little bit more intelligent, understanding the concept or what the message is. There's a difference between a neder and a shvur. The neder is, I'm a gevaldige gavra. I'm a ben of Rabbeinu Shalom. The scepter, we got to get rid of. It's understanding of what we have to do in our lives. Sometimes it's going to be sufficient just to have charata. Sometimes we're going to make a Pesach. We've got to make a serious change. We've got to make a serious reevaluation. We're going to look at ourselves and see if the path we're taking is a path that was a correct path. And finally, we just said now the koyach of a haflata, the koyach of a decision to make a change, to take on something small. It's brought down from Reb Dessler and Pitzer Chaim brings down to make a haflata, to make a small change, make a decision, take on something small. Reb Shach took on to say benching from a siddur. That was his haflata.
Until Pesach.
Yeah. And Reb Yerucham used to say, what's your haflata? It's too much, half it, right? But to take this and to go to Sakhlata from that moment in time where we take in the Sakhlata, we are different people. That is a message of Nadorim. That's a message of Kol Nidre. That is a message of how we can change and become people who have completely changed our lives, our families' lives, and Klal Yisrael's lives. To Rabbi Shur and to the other Rabbonim in Yeshiva, that Rosh Hashem made such a fantastic grow up here. Just want to advise you that there is an afternoon program, you're all welcome to join us. From 3 to 4 is Gemara. Rosh Hashem, we finished major parts of Noshim Zikim. And then there's another, obviously, a shir between Mincha Maariv. And just want to give a tremendous hakaras tov to the very robust shir who come for Rosh Hashem every single day. From 3 to 4, they're there, they prepare, they do chazorah with a smile, with a geshmak. And Baruch Hashem, it's a shir that is a real kiddush Hashem. We should give us all siyat to shmai to make the right decisions, to make changes in our life, and I have a gemach single pleasure.
Amen.